And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 29th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Gottlieb, born New York City, 1931. In 1957, he was a young editor at Simon & Schuster when the company was in turmoil. Nobody seemed to be in charge. And he received a manuscript for a book called Catch 18 by Joseph Heller. Gottlieb thought it was brilliant, and he and Heller went to work on the book. Gottlieb taped pieces of the manuscript and Heller's handwritten notes all over his office walls and desk, rearranging passages of it. One day he heard that the novelist Leon Uris was about to publish a book called Mila 18, and that's how Catch 18 became Catch 22. Came out in 1961, sold more than 1 million copies. Robert Gottlieb, who said, "I have fixed more sentences than most people have read in their lives." It's the birthday of the man who said, "It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing," Duke Ellington, born Edward Kennedy Ellington in Washington, 1899. His father had a well-paid job as a butler. His mother dressed him in fancy clothes, and so the boy's friends gave him the nickname Duke. He taught himself to play the piano. He said, "I never had much interest in the piano until I realized that every time I played, a girl would appear on the piano bench to my left and another to my right." In the 1930s, Ellington's band toured Europe. They were joyfully received in France, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark. His autobiography was Music Is My Mistress, in which he said, "Jazz is a good barometer of freedom. In its beginnings, the United States spawned certain ideals of freedom and independence through which, eventually, jazz was evolved. And the music is so free that many people say it is the only unhampered, unhindered expression of complete freedom yet produced in this country." Here's a poem for today by John Daniel, entitled One Place to Begin. You need a reason, any reason, skiing, a job in movies, the Golden Gate Bridge. Take your reason and drive west, past the Rockies. When you're bored with bare hills, dry flats, and distance, stop anywhere. Forget where you thought you were going. Rattle through the beer cans in the ditch. If there's a fence, try your luck. They don't stop cows, so follow the first hawk you see. And when the sagebrush trips you, take a good look before you get up. The desert gets by without government. Crush juniper berries, breathe the smell, smear your face. When you wonder why you're here, yell as loud as you can, and don't look behind. Walk. Your feet are learning. Admit you're afraid of the dark. Soak the warmth from scab rock, cheek to lichen. The wind isn't talking to you. Listen anyway. Let the cries of coyotes light a fire in your heart. Remember the terrible song of stars. You knew it once before you were born. Tell a story about why the sun comes back. Sit still until the itches give up. Lizards ignore you. A mule deer holds you in her eyes. Explain yourself over and over. Forget it all when a scrub jay shrieks. Imagine sun, sky, and wind the same over your scattered white bones." One Place to Begin, a poem by John Daniel from his collection Of Earth, published by Last Horse Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.